The Hand of Nature. The Great White Monster. An Avalanche. It was a beautiful morning. The sun touched the snow-covered mountains and left a warm glow. Small, light snowflakes drifted down from the blue sky. There was just a gentle breeze. It was a beautiful morning. Then, dark clouds came and nudged away the sun. The wind began to howl, and heavy snow began to fall. Soon, the snow was falling like sheets of icy curtains. Suddenly, above the sound of the wind, there was a loud crack, and a huge bank of snow began to tumble down the mountain. The snow tumbled faster and became like a huge white river. It sounded like the rumble of 20 trains. As the great white monster sped down the mountain, it swallowed everything in its path. Josh Cranford was snowboarding when he looked up and saw it rushing towards him. He was grabbed in its cold teeth and shaken like a rag doll. Josh felt fear, like a hot poker stab him. Then he felt himself tumbling over and over. He was caught in the jaws of the great white monster. Josh Cranford was a lucky one. He survived, but not everyone escapes from the jaws of a great white monster like this. An island coughs. A volcano erupts. The island had stood quietly for hundreds of years. Seabirds flew over it, and a few sat on its red rocks. Some insects scuttled about, and a few brave plants clung to the rocky ground, but nothing else lived here. Kim and Jack saw a thick, black cloud billow up into the sky. They heard a hissing and a spitting and a noise that sounded as if the island was coughing. Then, low rumblings bounced over the water. The rumblings grew louder and louder. Kim and Jack sped to shore. It was later that day when they heard the explosion, a huge explosion. Buildings shook. Walls cracked. Doors flew open as if pushed with invisible hands. People ran from their houses. They stood watching the smoke and ash and steam shooting into the sky. They heard the spitting and hissing as hot rocks streaked upward like fireworks. They saw a fiery red river racing to the sea. The island had stood quietly for hundreds of years, but now it had spoken again. A dangerous criminal. A hurricane. Over the sea, the air begins to hum and throb. The water is beaten by the rain and twisted by the wind. The clouds begin to spin faster and faster. There is a rumbling sound like faraway drums. Matt is a hurricane tracker. On his screen, he sees the eye of the storm. It is an octopus-shaped cloud with many arms. The hurricane is a dangerous criminal on the loose. The storm comes closer to land, spinning like a huge top, but the eye is filled with sunlight and rushing air. Matt sends out a warning. The people on the shore can see the storm now. They must hurry. Through the misty sky, they see a gray blur. Other clouds move with it, skipping low across the sea. Now the sky is black. The rain beats down and the wind blows fiercely. Then the wind changes. It becomes gentle. The sky is clear and the sun comes out. The eye of the storm has come, but the danger is not over. Far away, there is a faint humming sound. Clouds creep over the sea and the sky. The fierce wind comes back. It tears at trees and houses. It grabs and shakes the helpless land. Then all is still again. Matt sends out a new message. The grip of the sun. A drought. It had been a long time, months and months, and not a single drop of rain had fallen from the sky. Manji kicked at the dry, dusty ground. She looked at the blue sky, hoping for black clouds, but there were none. The green grass had changed to yellow, then slowly died. The cracks in the ground had spread out like long fingers. They got wider and wider as day after day the sun gripped the earth. The trees had dropped their leaves. Now their bare branches had nothing to protect them from the hot sun. Rivers and streams were silent. They could no longer trickle over rocks in their journey to the sea. The birds and animals had gone, looking for green trees and clean water. This was a drought. No one saw it coming. No one felt it coming. It had just crept up on silent feet. Manji kicked at the dry, dusty ground. The dust puffed up like flour from a bag. Then she felt a drop of water trickle down her face. Was it a tear? Manji's dry tongue sprang out to grab it. Then she felt another drop, and Manji danced a wild, wild dance.